proclamation number 5424 dated the June 29th, 1952. Attribute of truth, emanation of light. You will always be permeated by my spirit if you appeal to me for it. Therefore you will also always think and act correctly if you request enlightenment through the spirit first, for I will grant every spiritual prayer. I will not let you take the wrong path if it is your will to take the right one, otherwise you could doubt my love, but it is constantly concerned that you will not go astray. Thus it is my will to guide the spiritual beings, which distance themselves, back to me. And anyone whose work is conducive to this process of return works for me and in my will. However, the return of the fallen spiritual being, which is embedded as a human being on earth, can only take place through spreading the truth, for no being will ever be able to reach me on a path leading away from me. But error and untruth can never be the path to me, since I'm the eternal truth. And thus understand that I'm sending the truth to earth because it is the only path to eternal life. And this truth shall be spread. The knowledge about meaning and purpose of life on earth, about the purpose of creation, about my eternal plan of salvation, about my teaching of love, which is effectively the key to eternal beatitude. You must be taught by the eternal truth itself if you want to know the truth and thereby enter the right path, which leads upwards. However, it is now also a fact that much is being circulated on earth as truth which completely deviates from the teachings which a servant, who is permeated by my spirit, directly receives from me. You humans must therefore be careful and only accept that which is consistent with the word conveyed to you from above. You must test it and keep what is good, and appeal to me for spiritual enlightenment before every examination, then you will clearly recognize what originated from me and what came from my adversary. For my adversary, too, seemingly gives you light. He disguises himself with the aim of outdoing my bearers of light who receive purest truth from me. I have given you free will and will certainly respect it. But I also gave you intelligence, and your will and intellect must now be used for examination. Nevertheless, a criterion for purest truth exists which highlights every error. The truth disseminates light, a bright and clear understanding of spiritual correlations.
It provides logical explanation and solves difficult problems.
It can be addressed as most profound knowledge which comprises all fields. Truth is not patchwork, it is not a conjecture, it is conviction. It does not merely assume but maintains, it makes no concessions but is unchanging and definite. Consequently, anyone who receives the truth from me can provide information in my name, for he will speak on my behalf. He will know about my teaching of love, he has heard the gospel directly from me and thus can also distribute it to the world. He is a bearer of light because I give him light and instructed him to fulfill a mission of spreading the light throughout the world, spreading the light. Understand this, your fellow human beings should not just be admonished or warned but be instructed. Realization shall be imparted to them, although they will only accept it if they fulfill my commandments of love. But precisely in this respect they shall be given a light, that they cannot find the path to me without love, that they live in the dark without love, that they can receive light but that they are not receptive without love. People must be instructed in the truth which comes forth from me. And by its emanation of light, by the effect of the light, you will always be able to recognize whether I myself reveal the right knowledge to you, whether that which you shall spread has come forth from me myself. whether the path is brightly and clearly visible, whether all obstacles can be recognized so that they can be avoided, whether the path ascends and whether the cross is to be found when the traveler is in doubt as to which way to turn. A right light does not allow darkness to arise anymore. A right light can only emanate truth, because the truth comes forth from me myself, as I am the light of eternity. Amen.